on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Crossing the great state of Arizona with the top down in that Sanderson Ford Mustang. Oh, yeah. I've never been.
Seeing things that I may never see again.
Gwyn has brought in a host of books for us to give away to our audience today, along with some calendars and one specifically on the Grand Canyon. And they're next year's calendars, 2017.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we wouldn't shovel those off on your road.
Well, we might.
They're so pretty. Why not?
Well, he's brought us enough. We can include them in gift bags for our staycation winners and throw them into the seats of the car. So
there you go.
But we've got some we can give away today. Which one are you looking at right now, bud?
This is the Wildlife Guide, 125 of Arizona's native species.
Wynn, this is hot off the press.
Yeah, brand new book, the most recent we've done. It's a wonderful book. We did it with Brooke Bessison, who has been around the state a long time, worked with the Phoenix Zoo, and is very knowledgeable about wildlife. And candidly, this idea sprang from my wife, Carolyn, who's sitting in the studio to my right.
Yes.
Because we have a place up in northern Arizona. We've been trying to find bird books and critter books and all this. And there are a variety of different types, but nobody's tried to put them together. So Robert's team did an absolutely brilliant job. Kelly Vaughn, our books editor, did a great job with this. Lots of photography, obviously, you'd expect in an Arizona Highways book. But if you've got any kind of interest in critters, this is the definitive guide.
This is an awesome little book. Now, just for a layman's frame of reference, I mean, from the time it becomes Carolyn's idea to the time it comes, I mean, just the amount of photography work that is involved in putting this book together. How much time is involved in putting this together?
I think this one was about 2.5-3 years, right, Robert?
Okay. Yeah, it varies.
Okay.
It varies on the book and the subject and various circumstances. But, yeah, a lot of time and effort goes into these books. And these are kind of extracurricular things that we're doing, you know, beyond the magazine.
While you're trying to get a magazine out
every
month, right?
They come out every month, you know,
oh,
just
man.
Month after month.
I think wildlife photography is one of the most amazing things to look at. The pictures in here of the animals in action, you know, just going about their business, doing their thing. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, here's a little inside baseball secret. We're so blessed to have so many contributors that submit photography to the magazine or we've used and we keep in touch with, because we don't have staff photographers, that our photo editor, Jeff Kitta, will send out what's called a stock call to the usual suspects who are really strong wildlife photographers and say, hey, we're doing a wildlife guide. We need these species. And it's like the floodgates open.
Oh.
The submissions start coming in. Plus, with Robert mentioned our photography contest that we've been doing for several years, one of the categories sometimes is wildlife. We try to change it up. So we've had very good amateur photographer images submitted, and we'll pick from them as well to give those folks a little additional exposure.
Talk about guys I envy. How would you like George Andreyko's job?
He did all right. You know, that's one of the toughest photos to get is the Mexican gray wolf that you're alluding to there on the cover. Those are tough photos to get.
But, and inside there's one of a wolf leaping, like, onto prey.
Just yeah, really that cool. Was actually a robotic image that we just created in the back
animatronic.
Room.
Don't ruin it for me.
No, right. These are all authentic.
New, hot off the press.
On sale now.
125 of Arizona's native species, Arizona Highways Wildlife Guide. So we'll be giving away a couple of those books today. We also have engagement calendars for 2017 Arizona Highways. We have several copies of those. We've got a good stock of 2017 calendars and a good stock of the August issue of the magazine featuring the national parks.
Let's give away three sets of one of each. You know, so each three people get one of, you know, a package with all four publications, and they could enjoy them that way.
So three households are going to win one of each.
Yeah.
So we don't have to send 12 different packages.
That'd be good. I'm thinking ahead.
And then we'll use the rest of this for our staycation winners and put it in our gift box that we set in the Sanderson Fords as people get on the road and go check out Arizona. Is that our
next
plan?
Our winners will be very happy.
And all right, Rosie, Rome. I know a guy who can get you more if you run out.
All right, and so to
text.
How, we're gonna text them. Okay.
First three to 411-923.
Okay, 411-923 to win a gift pack from Arizona Highways. Let's get back to the topic of the 22 parks. We actually have more parks proposed in Arizona.
Yeah, you know, the way that typically happens, and it goes back to what you were talking about earlier with the Antiquities Act, there are two ways that new parkland can be established. It's either through a congressional bill, or the president actually has the authority through the Antiquities Act to designate lands, and many presidents have done that throughout history. So there are three proposed monuments in the state. You know, time will tell whether they become a reality. But regardless, we already have a lot to look at out there, and that's what you're seeing in this issue.
Well, that act has led to 230 million acres of land being preserved.
Set aside.
Isn't that amazing? That was some forethought.
Yeah, it was. Some of these others that are listed, we already talked a little bit about Oregon Pipe. We talked a little bit about Canyon de Chelly, Casa Grande, the Chiricahuas. The southeast corner of the state was the first populated corner of our state by Europeans. I mean, the biggest highway we had into Arizona was the San Pedro River.
Yeah,
you absolutely. Know, everyone came in through the San Pedro. Southeast Arizona, Cochise County, I think is one of the most historic, rich, beautiful corners, and I think it gets overlooked a lot.
Oh, I do too. I mean, even people in Tucson don't necessarily find their way there. You know, I spend time down in Tucson quite a bit and talk to people, and you know, they're surprised that really, really just outside their back door is this wonderland that is the Chiricahuas, but also the Dragoon Mountains. You know, where Cochise was buried out there, and of course Geronimo was spent a lot of time in that area too. So it's beautiful, but there's the Chiricahuas in particular. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about hiking on this show, but I mean, the scenic drive just through the park, you know, just hop in your Sanderson Ford and drive through the park. And
he's getting it.
Yeah, you know, wow. It's like I've done this before, I think. But regardless, yeah, it's spectacular down there.
It seems extreme down there. I think maybe that's kind of what keeps people away, you think?
I just think it's like anything. I mean, it's amazing how many people that I meet that have never even been to the Grand Canyon.
That's true.
I mean, I think a lot of people tend to think, well, it's not going anywhere. I'll get to it eventually. It's on my bucket list, mm-hmm. and I'll eventually get there. And yeah, there's not a sense of urgency, but you know, a lot of people, especially in the Phoenix area, kind of tend to look north and not just southeast, you know, but the southern part, you know, down in Patagonia, Sonoyta. We don't have any national parks down in that exact area, but you know, one of the most beautiful parts in the state for sure down there too.
Absolutely. Staying on the Chiricahuas, there's a particular oak tree up Tex Canyon that is absolutely the most perfect camp spot mm-hmm. in all of Arizona. It's a giant oak tree just about a quarter mile off Tex Canyon Road, views out to the east all across the valley there into New Mexico. You can watch the sun come up. The shade canopy of this tree is so huge, you can back your F-250 in there, be completely covered by the tree, and you don't even have to set up a tent. You can set up your kitchen and everything right underneath this one big, gorgeous oak tree.
Well, Robert mentioned this proximity thing and that we tend to think of going north, and we're all familiar with Sedona. And particularly when you look in the Valley of the Sun, the folks that live here, same is true for Tucson, however. I mean, there are so many of these places. I mean, when you look at the map that's on the inside of the magazine, inside front cover, and I want to give, if you'll permit me, a quick plug. Kevin Kibsey is the illustrator that does a lot of our maps, does hike maps and drive maps, and he did this full state map with all of the national parks.
That's frameable.
A remarkably gifted artist. But my point is, you get in your car here in Phoenix, and in under an hour, you can be at one of these gorgeous places. I mean, you look at Agua Fria National Monument, is readily accessible from Phoenix. So is Tonto National Monument, and even Casa Grande Ruins if you want to head a little bit further south. So you don't have to make a committed itinerary that's going to go for days and days and days. You can just hop in the car, and within an hour, you can visit one of these remarkable places.
your illustrator, y'all ran a featured article on him
a few months ago
about his other artwork.
He's a fine artist on the side, has been doing maps for us I've been at the magazine 16 years, and he was doing it before I got there. So he's just a spectacularly gifted guy.
We're here this morning in studio at Rosie on the House with the publisher and editor of Arizona Highways, Wynn Holden and Robert Steve. We, again, appreciate you guys carving out time of your Saturday mornings and joining us here and talking about the great state of Arizona. Folks, we have on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, our Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford, where you go in and you register, and once a month we pick a winner. When we pick a winner, we allow you to pick where in the state you'd like to go. We're narrowing that down where we're winning by counties now, just to kind of make it a little bit easier on us. Managing the staycation almost became a full-time job for Jennifer with people changing their schedules and changing where they want to go. We'd have somebody win in August and want to go to the White Mountains, and something would happen with the family, and they'd have to cancel, and then in November they'd want to go to Tucson, and...
Rosie likes to be generous. Anywhere, anytime.
We became like a mini travel agency for Arizona.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished.
So you register for this staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place you can register. We've arranged 18 different lodging partners all across the great state of Arizona, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick up whatever vehicle they've got on the demo lot. They keep a model of each type of Ford in the demo lot. You get to find out which one's available on your travel days. There's no blackout dates. Pick your lodging partner, pick your car. Jennifer throws in a gift basket from Arizona Highways of the books and the publications and the calendars. And a Designing Women gift basket, a Coyote Oates cookie basket.
Or Soretta candy.
Soretta's candy.
Sphinx Date Ranch. Yeah, you get some good goodies.
So, and you're on the road. So, again, she also throws in a gas card. So the entire trip is free to you, the Arizona homeowner. So if you're taking care of your house, like we talk about in the rest of the show, your house is in good enough shape, you can sneak away and get away for a few days without having to paint or caulk a thing. Arizona Staycation, available only at rosieonthehouse.com. And thank you to Sanderson Ford for sponsoring it. All right, let's talk about some of these other national parks that we've got, the 22 that we have in the state, some of the ones that we haven't touched on yet. I was surprised to find out one of these parks is only 40 acres. When you think of the mm-hmm. parks and the set-aside properties, you're usually thinking big, huge, big.
Is that Casa Grande? Just guessing here?
I don't know. It might be Pipe Springs.
I think it was Pipe Springs, right? And Coronado National Memorial is another small one. Yeah, that's the magic of these national parks. I mean, some are very large, and you can spend weeks, or the Grand Canyon, you could spend a lifetime in there and not see it all. But a lot of these, you know, as we've been talking, are accessible not just by your car in terms of actually getting there, but once you get to these places, they're fairly easy to explore.
Yeah, easy to access. You know, one of the best bookstores in all of town is in the southern end of the Huachuca's in Coronado National Forest guest facility. Mm-hmm. They've got a great bookstore in that particular facility.
Yeah, I think it's called Singing Winds, maybe. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, that's a private one. Yeah. That's good. But this is actually in the state parks entry facility, the visitor center.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they carry all the Arizona Highway books, I presume.
I imagine they do.
We'll make sure.
And just a ton of books on the history of that particular area. How about Tonto National Monument? That's another one that's close.
Yeah.
And you could go see some beautiful terrain getting there and getting back.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, when you look through an issue like this, and as Wynn alluded to, we're blessed to have some pretty remarkable photography. But, you know, the shot that we have in there from Tonto is one of my favorites in the whole issue. It's just a spectacular photograph, and our photographer was allowed access up into those ruins. But it's over, for your listeners who aren't familiar, it's over by Roosevelt Lake, you know, which there are a couple of different ways to get there. If you want to take the bumpy road, you know, past all the lakes, it's the Apache Trail is just absolutely gorgeous way to go, and scenic all the way. And,
absolutely.
The photograph is actually taken from inside the ruin that you're talking about.
Yeah, looking
and
out.
And the sun is, I assume, coming up.
Yeah. It's a Larry Lindahl image, yeah.
So as if you were living in what
That's
it would
right.
felt like to see the sun come up.
More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.